honey. I was just laying here thinking about bed and bedtime. Dreaming about being in bed with a gentle lover, with you. You always sleep in your boxers. I've told you I sleep in a nightie, but only when I'm unwell and shivery, or if it's a very cold night. A night when the moon is full and there's a hard frost, and I need to snuggle and cuddle. So if I were to ask you to wear pajamas, would you do that just to please me? I think it's healthier not to wear much. I was always forced to wear nylon and polyester nighties when I was growing up. And I had allergies and prickly heat. And as soon as I had the choice, I wore cotton. In the 70s and 80s, everyone wore shiny nylon. Awful stuff. The static discharge on an early morning in the half light sparked and made my long hair fly into the air. So I usually plaited it into one long, thick braid. It made my long blonde hair wavy. I know men prefer shorts, but it gets uncomfortable when you have nighttime erections. To me, there's nothing nicer than slipping into fresh cotton sheets. Fresh from the line, cool and still smelling of fresh air. Not these pongy fabric softeners full of chemical perfumes. Just fresh and cool and make you sigh to climb in the bed and snuggle till both of us are warm and wrapped in each other's smiles, in kisses, and hopefully in love with the idea of sharing the night, loving each other, and loving the giggles that come from that. I've told you how much I enjoy having my long hair brushed. The simple pleasure of a man sitting behind me and gently pulling a brush through the whole long length, down to the bum cheeks, stroking with a free hand all the wispy, unruly hairs, and to gather them at my neck for me. Yes, plant a kiss on my shoulder and my neck. And by my ear. Yes, make me giggle for you. Let your hand drop the brush on the bed next to us and trace the sides of my body, the soft flesh under my arms, and the plump place where it becomes part of my breasts. Hold your hands under them and cup the warmth of them in each hand. You like to hear me sigh when you do this, don't you? The way your thumbs find the nipple of the bouncy boob, and my hands come to lay over your big, strong hands. I look down at how you squeeze me from behind, but I turn my head as your nose nudges my ear, telling me you want a kiss. The movement of your thumbs makes my nipples pucker and ache as you tease me with a twist. Like a switch, it turns me on. Like clockwork, I melt into your chest, my back on your beating heart, and your breath takes mine away. When I was very first married and became sexual, I liked the feeling so much of being undressed, of my skin made bare, having my nightie removed, unbuttoned and opened to reveal my breasts. And it still thrills me when I imagine you with the ribbon of a naughty corset making my coverings fall away to delight your eyes and your mouth. Oh God, that's a nice feeling, to have you stare at my naked body and see only delight. No words can describe how sexy I feel when you look at me with only love and not a word of comparison to some other bird you fucked. Here. Now. Safe in your eyes. Held in the gaze. Just this fleeting moment of pause. That's the sexiest moment of all for me. You brushed my hair. You slipped away my coverings and laid me bare for you. You look up into my eyes and press me to your chest as you kiss all my nerves away. And you hold me like I was made of glass. But tenderness turns me back to hot flesh, and your face flushes with blood. The hunger we both feel pours from our hearts, and our arms are tightly bound, because this is where urges in need of finally going to be met. Meet me tonight in our bed, Meet me with every ounce of strength and urgency and passion, you fucker. You sexy fucking man, I need you. I need you tonight to fill my yearnings with your aches, my heart with your heart, all night long. Just meet you and I again, like we will never, ever let go again.